Just one more thing, actually, about Las Vegas that reminded me. I was actually sunbathing by the pool at our hotel. Been there sort of the last day, and it was sliding in the sun. It got to about sort of 4:30. This lady comes over as I'm asleep, and I feel like a tap on my shoulder. Then she speaks to me and sort of wakes me up and tells me I'm going red. I wasn't going red at all. I think it was just an excuse for her to touch and talk to me a bit worriedly. On the way, got music lined up from Leona Lewis, her new song Forgive Me, which is out on Monday. Also got some Heaven 17 on the way. Talking of Leona, of course, the winner of X Factor 2 years ago now. How big is Simon Cowell's ego? He picked up his Lifetime Achievement Award last night at the National TV Awards. That's quite impressive because as far as I can remember, he's only really been involved since Pop Idol. So he's got a Lifetime Achievement Award in about 8 or 9 years' work, I think, which is good going, really. Midwest Radio, that is the new song from The Killers. It's called Human. I saw them headline at Glastonbury on the Friday night 2 years ago. Were absolutely brilliant. Really good live band. Midwest Radio, it's the evening show. I'm Neil Quigley. That's China Black and Searching. So you may have heard this. It's in the papers today and on the news. David Tennant has announced that he will leave the role next year. He's going to do 4 specials in 2009 as Doctor Who, and then he's going to leave and he'll have to find a new Doctor Who for 2010. He's picked his moments to make his announcement. He announced it whilst receiving an award at last night's National Television Awards. Nobody was expecting it. He'd said how much he loves playing the role in the past, which he did actually reiterate when he said he was going to give it up in 2010. Otherwise, he said he'd be playing that role forever. I'm thinking I quite fancy being Doctor Who in 2010. That would be a brilliant role. So I could do an audition, I thought, maybe, as the Doctor. Quick, pass me my sonic screwdriver. Where to leave the TARDIS? Oh, no, some Daleks. Quick, let's get away. Let's run up those stairs. I had a slight embarrassing moment, actually, on Saturday night, well, I haven't really talked about it. I don't think I've actually told anyone here this either, because it's one of those things I wasn't quite sure about. I was just standing by the dance floor fairly early on at the party on Saturday night. And you know when you just feel maybe someone touched you behind? I felt maybe a slight hand on my behind. You know, I thought someone pinched my bottom, basically. I looked round, not being sure. And there were two women standing there, and I'm not sure. I kind of looked at them. They looked at me. Nothing was said, and then they walked away. So I'm not sure whether my rear end was grabbed or I was just imagining it. There's no pictures of that online on the website, but there are plenty more pictures from Saturday's charity party. Check them out at midwestradio.co.uk. I was in a charity shop in town earlier today, and I had to have a look at the albums and singles sort of music section of the charity shop, just to see what sort of music people donate to these kind of things. That kind of confused me a little bit, because I was thinking, well, who actually, if you bought an album, if you bought a single, you obviously liked it at some point. You liked that album, you liked that single. So if you liked it, why did you end up giving it away to a charity shop? Don't get me wrong, it's a great cause. You know, if you're going to throw it out, give it away to them. But if you liked it initially, when did you actually stop liking it? I wonder if it's just maybe a whole collection of songs that were bought by maybe ex-girlfriends or boyfriends, or when the relationship's not worked, they've had to get rid of them. Or maybe it's things you've been given for Christmas and birthday when people don't really know you and get you the wrong kind of music.